Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown. We're here in Brainerd tonight, and if you're here in Brainerd, you probably didn't run the Grandma's Marathon that was up in Duluth earlier today. Maybe some of you did. Anybody? No. Okay, I kind of thought so. I kind of figured that. Nikolai, did you run the marathon today?
No, I did not.
No, he did not. Scott?
Nope.
No, nobody. People here, we're not runners. We're radio people. My wife has a saying, running is for emergency purposes only. My wife, Christina, she deserves that. We used to argue about this some because I used to be a runner. I no longer call myself a runner, though, and I'm going to tell you about the day that changed. I used to run 2 miles a day. It was the healthiest thing I did by far. I'd push myself to run really hard to compensate for all the unhealthy things I did, the eating, the drinking, the largely sedentary career of checking email and pretending that Facebook was important. And all of that could be overcome. I was going to beat the system. So I was living a fat man's life at a skinny man's pace. I took pride in the fact that while there were faster runners, there surely could not have been fatter runners running so fast. This lifestyle escalated after we moved out to the country. We had a little boy and my wife was pregnant. I'd run in the day if I could, even in the heat, even in the humidity. I'd run in the rain, days like today, hot, humid. And I did all of that at the same time, as hard as I could, ran as hard as I could. I was hungover. I'd eaten a pan of macaroni and cheese with only token assistance for my little son. My wife was trapped on bed rest, so I ran. And when I got back, I prowled about the house in triumph. I felt the burn. It was great. Only small problem. I felt the burn in a particular place where it had never burned before. Somewhere deep, deep, behind what I guess you'd call my groin. Seeing as that this is the radio, way up there, land of the lost, up where the ruling authority is some rogue army colonel that has to be relieved of command with extreme prejudice, up where they don't deliver the mail, up where the nature of light is entirely theoretical, way up there, I felt a pain, not a bad pain, just not a sharp pain, just a dull ache. I made note of this to my extremely pregnant wife, who ambled over to the computer to look up the symptoms. We entered in all the specifics, clicked enter, and then this flashing light came on, blink, blink, like this abnormal light on the internet screen, and it said, "Seek immediate medical help," it said. And this seemed oddly specific advice for a nonspecific diagnosis. Surely it's just another plot. We've got to run up copays. They're running up billable hours there, but that's all that deal is. So I'm going to go investigate the restroom, and this will all work itself out. And indeed, everything was fine until the room started spinning, and I heard the sound of my head hitting the shower door and woke up to my wife begging me not to die, not like this. I had fainted. I just fainted. The pain was gone. I needed to rest, but a full alert had already been issued. 911 had been called, and the Rural Volunteer Fire Department was on the way. Over the next several hours, I would describe the condition of my groin to most residents of the township where I had just moved. I was a stranger. I was a stranger who had married into land, a stranger who did not hunt or fish or work on cars, a stranger who worked in radio and newspaper and who taught college classes over a computer. A stranger, not really fat, but kind of fat, who had fainted because he ran too hard in the heat and keeled over. I told my story to the volunteer fire department, which, for reference, is the same group of people who staff the polling station on election day and serve the roast beef at the annual hunter's supper. Whether I live a day or 60 years, my death will be accompanied by speculation by these people and their children and their grandchildren whether I finally succumb to the problems in my groin. Indeed, one day I may. But the trip to the hospital didn't give any answers. It didn't answer anything. It wasn't a hernia. No one could figure it out. I just strained something, tweaked something sensitive, they said, and I fainted. So I did have to get an ultrasound, however, in a private sort of way. My extremely pregnant wife enjoyed that greatly. And so did the tech. It was really a very ironic, strange moment in life. I've run since, but not as much. I didn't run the marathon today, and neither did you. We're here on the radio. We're doing radio. But like runners, we aim to shave a few seconds off every mile, keep a good pace, push hard for the horizon. Welcome back to the Great Northern Radio Show.